You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Joe Serwak, and we're here with Terry Lee, who's the chair of psychology for the University of Michigan. And Terry, you're an expert on sleep, and it seems like we spend, I guess, a third of our lifetime sleeping.
Sleep is of particular interest in my laboratory because of the fact that it is easily disrupted with jet lag, shift work, and during adolescence. We tend to think of adolescence as being the middle teen years, but in fact, the beginning of that is around 11 or 12 years, around the time that they begin to go through puberty, which is middle school age. As a function of the biological changes in their body, there's a delay in the time that they get to sleep at night. And at the same exact age, most school districts in this country have kids get up earlier to go to school. So you have an incredible crunch. And the third thing that's happening at that age is the early pubertal growth spurt. So you need more sleep because you're growing fast. You're having a hard time going to sleep. You're being told to get up earlier. And the result is absolutely exhausted kids. In a few school districts around the country where people have responded by changing the schedules, they see an improvement in the kids getting to school for first hour classes. The grades in first hour classes go up, and the students in general are just in a better mood. From the perspective of somebody like myself who does basic research, this is of interest because we know that a lot of mental disorders, depression, mania, anxiety, those sorts of things, begin to develop during adolescence. And all of those disorders have a circadian disruption component to them. They also are aggravated in adults by sleep deprivation. Mm-hmm. So you begin to wonder if the reason we're seeing these problems emerge during the teenage years is because we're forcing kids to fight their biology, not get enough sleep, disrupts their basic circadian rhythms, and you're basically stressing them pretty hard and pushing them sort of over the edge, so to speak.
The little kids don't have that problem.
No. Prior to the onset of puberty, children on average get up as early as 50 or 60-year-olds do. Once you get to be about 20, you begin a slow, gradual phase advance in your cycle. Going to bed earlier and getting up earlier happens to everybody over their lifespan. When you look at the data, it looks like we sort of get back to where we were at 10 when we're about 50. Is there something wrong with adolescence? No, there's nothing broken here with the teenager circadian rhythms other than the fact that society is asking them to do something which doesn't fit their biology at that age. You sort of start off as an infant with 15, 16 hours, and you include naps, right? By the time you're a preschooler, you're down to one nap a day and probably 10 hours at night. The nap drops out during the day in early elementary school. Kids are generally sleeping 9, 10 hours a night. When they're growing, they typically need 9 hours a night. And many teenagers, even after they've gone through most of this growth burst, need 9 hours of sleep a night. So one thing people often don't realize is that when you're learning a lot, when you're having a lot of new things going on in your life, sleep affects memory. It improves memory. It helps consolidate memory. Some of the kinds of studies that have been done show that when you move to a new environment, you start a new job, you start college, you start your new classes in the fall, one of the natural responses is to sleep more. People are fatigued dealing with new situations. And so, yes, you need the regenerative aspects of sleep, but it also is improving your memory.
Young people don't have regular schedules. They get up early on school days. They
and sleep until noon on the weekends. Yeah, this definitely causes problems. So they're phase shifting themselves. It's the equivalent of, you know, living in New York Monday through Friday and then being in California on Saturday and Sunday and then going back to New York Monday through Friday. And they're doing this every weekend. So there's a whole array of systems, body physiology, that are rhythmic and are in normal sets of relationships to one another. And when we start messing around with those, either because we travel across time zones or we're changing our schedules dramatically, you start to see disruptions. You start to see physiological problems.
Any final advice?
Get enough sleep. That's what I tell my students every year. Figure out what your natural sleep cycle is. Try to adjust your life to that. Almost everybody needs between 7 and 8 hours of sleep as an adult. If you have to have a short night, sometimes we do, try to make sure that you give yourself a chance to catch up. Give yourself a chance to nap or to have a longer night of sleep soon after so that you're not going around in a sleep-deprived state. When people start to routinely have 7.5, 8 hours of sleep every night. They feel good. You're happier. Life is better.
Great. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.